Hello, and welcome to another day, another podcast. This is a podcast, Sunday, December the 31st, 2023. Currently at 6:08 p.m. on Sunday, December the 23rd, 21st, 21st, 31st. Sunday, December 31st, 2023. And I just went to McAllister Deli for free teas. And now I'm thinking, what am I going to do until midnight? What time does that thing show on that one channel on TV begins? What? Wait. What time does that show begin that's on the TV show, TV, with the ball dropping? I mean, because it doesn't start at midnight. It starts before midnight. I don't know what time, and I don't know how to watch it. What streaming service is that on? I don't know. I'll have to find that out. And I'm thinking, like, okay, in an hour or two, I'm going to cook dinner and have dinner. And then, watch that show where the ball drops, where they have bands that I've never heard of. And I'm thinking, will I stay up until midnight West Coast time? I woke up late today, so I'm ready to go. I could go late tonight. It's weird to think that this is the end of another year. And I don't know, maybe I've made some progress. I'm finally on my way to getting an autism diagnosis, I hope. This year, yes. This past year was okay. I mean, I've won some stuff. Some small stuff this year, like some gift cards, and I've gotten a bunch of free stuff. This one site I've signed up for this year. Maybe I signed up for it before this year, but I don't remember. But I started receiving free stuff, like shampoo, conditioner. I received a free razor, from one place. Let me think. I finally saw the movie Aristotle and Dante Discover the Secrets of the Universe, which reminds me I need to watch it again. I was planning on watching it again before, but then I think I was distracted by something and I forgot. I don't know if I'll watch it tonight or not. Oh, goodness. I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do tonight. Until the thing with the show with the ball dropping thing comes on. I don't know. Maybe I could do something while I'm watching that. Maybe I could work on some, do some writing or something like that. And of course, I'm also going to eat dinner soon, so I could watch a movie while I'm eating dinner. And if I have enough time before the show with the ball drop comes on. Anyway, I don't know. I'm looking forward to this new year, and I'm thinking, what routines can I establish for myself each day that would, or at least maybe each week? It's easier for me to do daily routine things, because if I do it once a week, then I either forget it. Sometimes I forget about it. Or I forget about it. Anyway, I'm thinking, what day-to-day routines can I do? And I guess some things will have to be weekly, but I should be doing something with video and photography each week. And I should be doing something with my writing. I should be writing and submitting my writing each day. I should be writing something and submitting something every single day of the week. There's no reason why I shouldn't be doing that. I should be looking for other opportunities. I still have that dream of mine in mind, the dream of mine to buy some property, buy a house. Like, even if it was just like this one house I found in Greenville, South Carolina, with a house and another building, and then main house has two bedrooms, two baths, or something like that. And then the other building has like two bedrooms and a bathroom. And I could utilize that extra other room, other building for a home office video editing, video production, kind of a video production photography studio setup. And then I could probably set up my drums in that other building and make it where the sound doesn't go out as much. And maybe I could figure out a better way to have those drums set up, because I don't think when I had them set up before, they weren't. I think I could have done better. I think if I could have had them set up better, but I could have my drum set up. I could have a space to record sound. I could record other things. I don't know where I was going with that. But I could utilize that space for a photography, video production kind of company, business, or just not be a business, but just to work from there and find work, utilizing that space to create content for social media and stuff. And I'm thinking it'd be nice to have like some small space somewhere in that room, somewhere or in that house. It would be like I could have a writing desk, and I have a computer. It's a Chromebook computer, and I could have that there and utilize that for writing, like. And if I had, and with that space, I could spread out with my computer stuff, and I have everything in one small room. That would be so nice. I mean, I dream about it. I mean, I imagine it often, something like that. And I also dream about winning the HGTV house, like the one in, I think it's Kentucky, that the contest just ended and they haven't picked a winner yet. I don't know. Maybe they have picked a winner yet. I don't know. But I keep thinking about winning that. The one that I'm currently entering is the one in Florida, but I don't know if I want the one in Florida. I don't know if I want to move to Florida anytime soon. Because I don't think Florida would be the best move for me. And, So, I was thinking about it would be nice if I win that house. I guess Kentucky would be a nice place to move. I don't know. But it'd be nice to win that house. And then, I like the house, that house. Anyway. It's another year. Almost another year is gone. Over. I need to do more. I need to figure out how to do more and not be overwhelmed, become overwhelmed where I don't, when I become overwhelmed, I end up doing nothing. Or almost nothing. I basically almost do nothing when I get overwhelmed because I just, there's so many things to choose from and I'm like, oh, I don't know what to do. I'll just sit here and watch TikTok. And then hours pass and then it's night again and it's too late to do anything now. I'm tired. But then I end up doing something else and like TikTok or you watch YouTube. And then I go to bed late. And then get up late. That's what I've been doing sometimes recently. It's 6:18 p.m. and I'm thinking, how can I make 2024 better than 2023? I should start writing the series of stories again that I was writing before. Anyway, it's 6:19. It's almost 6:20 p.m. on Sunday, December the 31st, 2023. And I need to decide what to do the rest of tonight. I need to figure out where to watch the ball drop. And I need to think about what time I'm going to cook dinner. And what else I'm going to do. I started filling out the autism evaluation questionnaire that I received from the South Carolina Department of Disabilities and Special Needs. I received that and I'm still filling it out because like it takes some. I don't know. I hate filling out things like this. I just do. Especially, I hate writing about answering questions about myself. Anyway, yep, it's 6:20 p.m. and people are doing fireworks. Oh goodness, it's gonna be aggravating. The noise. Anyway, that's it for today. Please visit and share my links. Happy New Year. Please subscribe to my podcast, this podcast. Please subscribe to my Patreon, TikTok, and YouTube. Watch my videos. Click the like button, notification button, all those different things that you can do. Please do those. Comment, I guess, if you can. I don't know if you can or not. Please visit and share my links and come back tomorrow, a new year, a new day for a new episode of my daily podcast.